They hold you up through the moonroof.
Oh, good.
What do they hold you by?
That was wild.
Man. Wow. I've never mooned anybody. I've just walked around naked when people didn't want me to.
Just full frontal everything.
Yeah.
North Carolina, the judge just says, hey, it's kind of a weird case. This guy mooned a gal at a condominium, and let me read this. This exposed his butt in the stairwell of a condominium. The State Court of Appeals, in a ruling last year, said the indecent exposure law did not apply, so they threw out his conviction at first and said that it didn't apply unless a person's genitals were exposed. She testified all she saw was his rear end, but the Supreme Court said the crime is based on what he exposed, not what she saw. And since his shorts were down around his ankles, according to the court, she could have seen more and he exposed more. Therefore, he is guilty and he's going to be convicted of mooning. I've never heard of anybody, indecent exposure, I've not heard of anybody convicted for that. And now they've got some the state's chief justice, for example, says this is ridiculous, that if we're not careful, we're going to make thong bikini wearers guilty of indecent exposure. If that happens, I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm out of here. So it's going to be, I guess it's a matter of what could be seen. Yeah, the thong thing, you really can only see, unfortunately, you know, just the rear end. But drop your shorts in North Carolina, you take your chances. And I don't understand a couple of things that I have here. One, somebody has paid, let me find this, an unbelievable, here it is right here. Somebody paid $20,000 for a Seinfeld script, an episode of Seinfeld, just because they all signed the script. Well, first of all, it's not the only script in existence. Who knows how many copies of scripts they've signed?
They must, I would think they make 100 of those scripts they make a show.
All the crew people have to have scripts. Yeah. They have to have scripts. Unbelievable. Sure. They all signed it, and $20,000. It was a script for the episode The Lip Reader of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if we ought to, just for charity, sell one of our scripts.
We know what we ought to do. We ought to sell, like, a piece of cookie that with our teeth marks in it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is more in keeping with the show. Food we bit off of.
Wow.
Here, now, if you think that's weird, listen to this. This is not as much money, $345, but somebody paid it at an auction for the butt of a cigarette that was once smoked by Betty Davis. What is the matter with people? And what in the
Too
world?
Much money.
It's a cigarette butt. And nasty. I guess maybe there's some lipstick on it. But how do you know that was the cigarette that Betty Davis smoked?
And who cares?
Even if there's a picture of her smoking it and signed by J. Edgar Hoover that this was her cigarette, who cares?
Now, on the other hand, if it had been Sharon Stone's cigarette from Basic Instinct, there's money's no
the way she smokes. Yeah.
Now, that's different.
Never seen anybody inhale like
that. That's different. Yeah. That's worth some money. It's 4:45, the big 5:50. Good afternoon, 5:50. Who's this?
Hello.
I mean, hi, Moon. How are you? We said Moon. We're talking about Moon. He thought we were calling him.
You weren't?
No.
You know that thingy bop you wrote down on paper a while ago, and you said you'd have it written down for future reference?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gosh, I was hoping you did. You wrote China Grove, I know it.
Wrote what?
China Grove. Being that your favorite song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's
Moon.
Wrong.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay, cool. Good call, Moon.
Well, I just wanted
Who is
to thank
this?
Ed and Karen for emailing me back. I was very flattered.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't send you anything.
I didn't either.
Cool. I knew that.
Uh-huh. All righty.
Well, Frank, I'll be mailing you something because that Christmas in July is that charity thing's coming up at the end of the month. And if you'd like to review it, because it's for a good cause.
Okay, I'll watch for it.
All righty.
This was a good one. This is one that's a good call.
Okay. It was.
Informative. Yeah, we enjoyed it. Boy, look at that time.
All right, you hurry back now, you hear?
All right, Moon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sad. For those who don't know and may have just discovered, Moon is the victim. And I say victim because a lot of people were exposed to some classic rock.
Poster child for
classic
rock.
Yeah, and they didn't know. You know, they didn't know. What the heck? Maybe their dad said, hey, son, let's listen to some China Grove.
I'm sure he was fairly normal before he heard China Grove 5,000 times.
I kind of doubt it, but maybe it was. Anyway, that's what can happen. We have 4:47. The King's going to come in here and do some sports in a moment.
We have Mike Evans.
Yeah, we have Mike on tape.
We have Mike on tape. You want to? Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's see what Mike. Mike's in Hawaii, Honolulu. And by the way, somebody called me yesterday. A couple people called to get rid of Mike Evans. If it weren't for Mike Evans, folks, we never would have heard Lyndon Johnson on the toilet ordering pants. We never would have heard Jack Palance getting, well, in his thespianic madness yesterday.
Oh, that's
kind of a big turn. I made that up. So let's see what he has today. Brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit. 878-9999. Here is on tape Mike Evans.
Hey, good morning, and from Hawaii, I got to tell you, I'm having a ball here in Honolulu, but before you hate me too much, I'm heading back to the mainland today. I don't want to leave, but, you know, all the good things come to an end. Hey, I even saw my old buddy Don Ho yesterday. I said hi to my old buddy, and then I said goodbye to my buddy.
Thanks for the time, mahalo, aloha, we'll see you soon.
Good luck, nice seeing you again.
Hey,
good to see you on Rough Radio, brother.
You know what, this guy is in his 70s, and he's still kicking it. He is Aloha Spirit. If you get a chance, check out Don Ho. More Hawaii nuggets. You know what? There's more spam eaten here every year than all 49 other states combined. In fact, I had spam and eggs yesterday for breakfast. It was on special.
Really,
oh, yeah. Also heard of a tourist yesterday ask if they could have some information on the bottomless boats. Now, that's a boat I don't know I'd want to be in. Back in Los Angeles, the Cosby case is not over. Fox TV is working on a made-for-TV movie on Ennis's life. Hey, I might have a stock tip for you tomorrow regarding show business and a movie coming out. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day from Hawaii. Aloha and see you.
Wow.
Man,
he didn't put a lot of effort into
that.
It
was pretty in-depth.
Yeah, it was.
And how about those comments from Don Ho? Memorable.
Yeah. Good gold to see you, brother.
Yeah, that was one of the, I'll tell you what, I've heard some other Don Ho interviews, but that was
that's going to be heard in its entirety on Kevin's show.
You call Kevin's show Hardball and just say, hey, how about the rest of that Don Ho interview? How'd you like to be Don Ho?
No. Okay.
Known your whole life for
Tiny Bubble in the water. Thank you very much.
It's kind of like Dean Martin.
Yeah. Well, he's the Hawaiian Dean Martin.
No, he is.
But that guy... And he's supposed to be a major drunk, isn't he? I mean...
I don't know. I think I told you I saw him on The Tonight Show a long time ago, and he went out and started... Tiny Bubbles had been a hit a long time, 10, 15 years ago, and he took the microphone out in the audience and started singing Tiny Bubbles. And he's not a real attractive guy.
No.
Big old puffed up Hawaiian face and everything. And he goes out in the audience and starts singing and grabs this girl's hand who was about 20, 21 years old. And I'm sure she had never heard Tiny Bubbles or heard of this big old fat drunk. And he like lifts her up and he sits down and puts her on his lap and he's singing Tiny Bubbles. And she's like looking at her friends trying not to
laugh.
Get
me out of here.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, he probably thinks he's still a real attractive... Yeah. I can't imagine a middle-aged guy thinking young gals would be attracted to him.
Whatever.
That's sickening.
I can't relate to that.
Wow.
451, big 550. Don Ho was brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, 878-9999. Perfect or less than perfect credit, give him a call. We're coming right back. It's 9 before 5 o'clock at the big 550 KTRS.
The hassles of parking downtown during a ball game are legendary. Ask yourself,
why do I put up with it?
And then make plans to ride to the game against Houston on the Redbird Express. For only $1.50 each way for adults and 75 cents for kids, you just can't beat it.
So why try?
Cheer the Cards to victory today and catch the Redbird Express under the water tower at 6 p.m. Get to the stadium in plenty of time to see our Cardinals beat the Astros on the Redbird Express.
Honey, I can't decide which one of these lenders has the best deal on a 125% no equity second mortgage.
My husband is easily swayed by clever marketing techniques.
Let's see. Do we call the company with the celebrity football player or all all those other companies who mailed us the phony checks.
Oh, honey.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Ditech Funding for their interest rebate.
If you want to lower your monthly bills, borrow up to $150,000 with no equity and get a rebate on your mortgage interest, call Ditech Funding right now at 1-800-71-FIXED. Only Ditech offers an interest rebate on all their new 125% no equity second mortgages. You pay Ditech and Ditech pays you.
Okay, okay. No junk mail, no football player,
and no nonsense.
I can live with that.
The 125 interest rebate from Ditech Funding. Call 1-800-71-FIXED. That's 1-800-71-FIXED. Ditech Funding is an equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Christmas in July sale. One day only, July 25th. For it, Diamond Beanie Babies. Don Hennifer Jewelers, Florissant, Missouri, 921-3001.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Oh, how old is this thing? Chuck Berry, how old is it?
I have no idea.
I'm 30 years old.
No, I think it's in the 70s.
Just, yeah, late 70s, wasn't it?
Now that would be 20 years old. He still lives here. Mm-hmm. You know, I sat next to him at a Howard Johnson's in St. Charles, in fact. I went in there one day to meet somebody.
It's a Denny's now.
Is it? I went to meet somebody for breakfast one morning. He's sitting there at the counter having breakfast.
He's a pioneer.
Yeah. And I, you know, I remember, I walked over and I, you know, Frank Opinion, yeah. And
then what happened?
Who's that? He asked the management to have me thrown out. That was bothering him.
1972.
No, he didn't do that. And I don't think I even talked to him. I just recognized him. And a couple of people said, hey, Chuck, when they walked up. But nobody really bothered him or anything. 1972. Well, I wasn't far off then because that would be 20. Well, it's 1998. And I said 30 years.
Yeah, you said 98.
I said 30 years old.
And it was 72.
So 72, and this is 1998.
It's minus 2.
It was 37 years ago. That's what I guess.
37. I got it. Okay.
What you got there?
42 years.
42 years ago. That song is old.
Pretty old.
Wow. 42-year-old song.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Where's the king?
Yeah.
You know, does he just wander in whenever he feels like it?
Yeah.
He was supposed to do sports 10 minutes ago. He's nowhere near here. He's popping a couple cold ones, I'll bet you, across the hall over there. So we'll just pretend that we don't have to do that. It's 5.5 minutes before 5 o'clock, the big 5:50. I told you I had a conversation this morning with David at Bandanas, and in the course of the conversation, he said, you know what? He said, this show, he says, and we listen to Bandanas. He said, not only did they switch to Thomas Coffee, but if you go in there and you look, if you really look hard enough, you're going to find that there are several dispensers of Germex in Bandanas. But the way this came about is I said, we're going to have to get you some Germex in there because what better place?
Ooh, yeah.
And he said, already got it. He said, we use it all the time. It is the official waterless hand sanitizer of Bandanas.
That's
Barbecue.
Great. That's great.
Germex has a new fragrance for the kids, Germ Blaster. And Germ Blaster, by the way, is the same product as Germex. It's just, it's scented. For kids to make kids want to keep their hands clean. And the orange is unbelievable.
It's awesome.
Grape is overpowering to me.
What does that smell like?
It smells like oranges.
The grape smells like oranges?
Yeah, the grape smells just like oranges.
What does the orange smell like?
Orange. This has got to be the dumbest show that's ever been on the air. And even dumb stuff that's not even funny, and we laugh at it. And I got a feeling we're the only ones laughing at it. But
you know what?
Who cares? No, they have orange, they have grape, they have apple.
Melon.
Melon for kids. And it really is, kids love it because they love the smell of, and it really does when you squirt it into your hand. Boy, that smell. And that orange, I've got the orange that I carry with me everywhere, and I have the regular Germax in the car. The two ladies who were in earlier, Beth and Madonna, the two real good-looking, in love with us, even though they're married, and brought us a cookie, said they kept Germex with them in the car all the time. They carry it with them. It's a great product to have everywhere. It's inexpensive, keeps your hands clean, cleans 99% of the germs and bacteria that spread disease and colds and flu and all kinds of stuff. and it's just kind of fun to use and quick. You put it on your hand, you rub them together, it evaporates, it's not sticky, it doesn't dry your hands out. It's Germex. It's the waterless hand sanitizer from heaven and the official one of Bandanas and the Large Morning Show in the After One. Oh, yes, should I mention that?
I don't know if I
should mention that on the air or not. We had our little anniversary get-together a couple nights ago. In fact, it was Tuesday night. And when we got there, the Germex folks, the Vijon Laboratories people, had reserved for us two bottles of Dom Perignon champagne. $150 a bottle.
Good people.
Yeah, and I thank you for that. Was a nice thing to do. Apparently, they knew where we were going to be, and I guess they got it from Dan or something. You must have talked to somebody over there. But that was a really nice. I had never tasted Dom Perignon. That was my first time to taste it, and
it'll be my last. I bet.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
That was wonderful.
I think guys would buy you Dom Perignon.
Do you think so?
If they knew what was coming later.
Great.
They buy her Dom DeLuise.
And you know what? Yeah, Dom DeLuise champagne. It was. Anyway, Germex. Check it out in the soap department. Walgreens, Walmart, Kmart, Deerbergs. It's all over the place. It's the fastest selling waterless hand sanitizer in the country. That Dom Perignon champagne, I've heard about it for years. I don't know enough about champagne to know what makes it great. I think part of it is the name, just the fact that you had a bottle. But it really actually was good. And I say that because most champagne that I've had is like a bitter, a vinegar
taste. Went down like Kool-Aid.
Went down like Kool-Aid.
Yes, it did.
That's what they said
about
you.
I love champagne. Thank you, Frank.
She goes down like Kool-Aid.
My mighty big throat.
But it was very, it was good. It was pretty good. Well, is it worth that? I don't know.
I fell off the wagon after 8 years of not drinking anything. And
you had
a little
sip.
I fell over. They threw me in the drunk tank.
Yeah, and had a drink in 8 years. He took one sip. We had to pick him up off the floor. It's about a minute before 5 o'clock. The Big 550, the Playhouse, is coming up. Let me tell you just a couple of things that we have. Some birthdays today, including that of a guy we mentioned earlier. If you were listening, we'll do it again in the Playhouse. Somebody has had a baby, and she's in show business, and she, to me, is one of the very ugliest women ever in show business.
It's the only proper artificial insemination that I've ever heard of.
And they don't go into great detail, but they say that she has had a baby, and when I saw who it was, I thought, you almost, if you knew who the sperm was going to, you wouldn't be able to even donate thinking about her. But anyway, we'll tell you who that is, and it shouldn't be too hard to figure out. And then a woman who knows what true love is all about. She wrote to Ann Landers, and I'm going to share that with you today, and a little bit about Milton Berle's son, who's writing a not-so-flattering book about his daddy, Milton Berle. One place to be. The book's called Near You, because his theme song was Near You. And that and a whole bunch more and a good joke. So stay where you are. Don't go away. In 10 seconds, it'll be 5 o'clock. If you're wondering where you are, so you can make a point to never listen again, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Penyon's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Are we on the air?
FM.
Yeah, we are.
FM.
Right together. I knew we'd eventually get it.
Pain and pressure.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pinion's Playhouse, the July 9th edition. My daddy's birthday is today, so I will have to give him a call immediately after the show is over. We are brought to you by McKay Auto Parts. McKay Auto Parts, 14 locations in Metro East. Ironically, Bob McKay and my dad are the same age. They are both 72. That's an amazing coincidence. He won't like that. He won't like that.
Your dad?
No, my dad.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Bob's dad. Hey, that doesn't bother Bob.
Hey!
Well, let's see. It's 5:15. Let's do some introductions, and then we'll talk about the... World's greatest auto parts headquarters, which is across from the Ariston restaurant in Litchfield, Illinois. McKay from Glen Carbon, Illinois. Over in McKay country. Heck, minutes away from a McKay auto parts store. Ryan of Usefoy Lobster, say hi to your mommy and daddy.
Hi, mommy and daddy.
From St. Charles County, where she reigns as queen, where she is, as somebody wrote to me in a letter that I got just this morning, said, P.S., Karen really is an oasis in the desert of radio.
Wow. That's really nice.
And she's also the peach, and she is the voice. She is Karen
Peach.
Sale, and that, too. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
She's got on, like, a peppermint sweater today.
Yep.
A red and white. Blue and green and white stripes, for those of you who are visually impaired, and all of you are because it's radio. Dan Strauss in the house with a Strauss mouse. Dan, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Also, Hebe Jimenez, who, I'll tell you what, the more stuff we get from listeners, the more protection we need. Because people, if we're not careful, are going to want to be coming here stealing desserts.
Yeah.
And
well,
but you know what? Not to worry. Don't mess with Hebe. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security for the One Shop Mall. And, hang on.
Was it what kind of cookie?
Cheese.
No, it's not a cheese cookie.
Cheese cookie. That's Rat Boy. And I don't think I've ever forgotten, and how could I? Hey, Frank.
Huh?
Me.
Terry. Oh, yeah. Terry Daly.
I was having a hard time thinking of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey!
All right, 16 after 5 o'clock. Our sponsor, McKay Auto Parts, across from the Ariston restaurant. I use that as a landmark. When you drive into Litchfield, they're like opposite corners almost from each other.
On Old Route 66.
Old Route 66, and that's exactly what the road sign says in Litchfield.
Right.
It says Old Route 66. And there have been a lot of people over the years travel through there just because it's amazing to me. And I was talking to the people up in Litchfield last week about it, about how many people come from, not just all over the country, but other, they'll fly in from Germany, these places, and they'll rent cars, and they'll travel the entire Route 66, and they do it on motorcycles, they'll rent motorcycles, they'll do cars, kind of neat, and it takes them right by McKay Auto Parts, kind of a landmark in itself in Litchfield, over 50 years, and of course, there are a total of 14 locations, and I'm going to have to I have to check with Bob, a very good friend of ours, has gotten a new car, and it's her first new car ever in her life. She's about 40, I guess, never had a new car, so she got herself a brand new little Escort, and she's real proud of it. And all her other cars have been used, and she used them a lot. And, you know, there's certain cars you just can't motivate yourself to go out and wax them. I mean, it's like they just, they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And now I know she's going to want some good car stuff. So I have to consult with Bob, and see, because they do have all that. If you think of auto parts as just, you know, alternators and belts and hoses and whatever else is under the hood, that's about all I know. Spark plugs. There's a lot more to McKay than that. They have the best waxes and polishes and things that everybody can use, jumper cables and chargers and things like that. McKay Auto Parts, McKay bumper-to-bumper auto parts, no junk, quality parts, same-day delivery whenever possible, and that's almost always, and very knowledgeable people behind the counter. McKay bumper-to-bumper auto parts, not just another auto parts store. And the people responsible, by the way, for my discovering the Ariston restaurant. I've done that enough times now that Nick Adam at the Ariston owes us like six dinners.
Free food, yeah.
That he does. It's 519 at the Big 550 KTRS. All right, let's see what's going on here. Thank you, Ken, up in Florissant, for a great letter. I was going to, it's too long to read. It's four pages, handwritten. And he starts off and he says, Frank, I think you and I are the same person. I was born and raised in a small southern town in a strict Southern Baptist home. I moved to Missouri, married very young, lived in an apartment in North County, which is exactly what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you write yourself this letter and
no.
forget about
no.
it?
No, well, it sounds okay. that way. He says, I don't cuss, lie, or hang out in taverns because of my parents' teaching. I'm a Republican, self-employed, and I believe in working long and hard to get ahead. Don't be tempted to stop reading. I have a point. Started my own retirement plan with $25 a month in 1971 with the help of an independent investor. I never missed a payment and have increased as years go by. I now go to Roy Henry. This guy is like my twin.
It is.
First Financial
Scary.
Planners. I support other sponsors of yours. Then he says, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you how much influence you have on me. In 1985, we could afford to move to the woods and build a nice house. I enjoy the simple things, like doing number one in the yard. See? Just like me. Our neighbors can't see our home. I like crappie fishing at Lake of the Ozarks. The only movie that I own and love is On Golden Pond. On Golden Pond is the first movie that I ever owned, and it's the reason I started going to Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh.
This guy might be
it's
my
It's pretty obvious to me that this guy's going to kill you. Did you ever see Single White Female?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. He's going to kill you.
Ooh, rent that. He says, you hooked me the day you were doing a tribute when you were on Kix to the newsman who died soon after you started there. Let me stop. That was Jack Warnick. He says, you put a caller down who said, you have to make me laugh or I won't listen. You know what? I forgot about that. We did a little tribute to Jack. Jack Warnick, who had been in radio forever and ever. He was our newsman, and he died while we worked there. I think our show probably helped kill him because from the day we got there, he just kind of looked
much care for
what kind of radio is this? And I told Terry, I said, we're killing Jack. And when he passed away, we did a little tribute to Jack, and some lunatic called and said, this is not funny. Mm-hmm. Either be funny or I'm going to find another radio station. And I forgot all about that.
What a dork.
Yeah, until I got Ken's letter. And let's see, he says, everybody read this an hour. Anyway, he goes on. I sent my brother a tape. He sends his brother tapes of the show. He says, keep bringing us great music like Walter Brennan's Old Rivers. Football in the cow patch.
Oh, Ken, I like you till now. Oh, shoot.
I've got to hand this over to
listen to this. He says, I'm always afraid you may be swayed by Karen or somebody.
Swayed?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to turn gay.
That wouldn't be
What do you mean? What does he mean? Swayed. Oh, you mean...
The way I think. Like I might turn into a... You know,
one of those. Mm.
He says, I've noticed how many people named Jack do just regular talk radio. Jack Bug, Jack Carney, Jack Snow, Jack. Anyway, it's from Ken, and he says don't use his last name, but I'm going to mention his, he's got a Ken's auto repair up in Florence, and so Ken, thank
nice
you for
letter.
A nice letter, a long letter, it took a lot
I
of time.
I get those all the time.
Do you? Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get letters to say, Terry, I think Frank and I must be twins.
Yeah.
It's 522. Lady named Nina Burleigh. She covered that she was a White House correspondent for Time magazine. She did an interview in, is it Mirabella magazine?
Yeah.
I've seen this magazine. I don't know what it is. And she did an essay for the magazine on how attractive Bill Clinton is to women. Bruce, you know what? I might need a little love music for this because this is love talk. She said that her feelings actually became known for the first time when she was playing hearts. That's a card game, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the president and an aide of his in the front cabin of Air Force One last year. She says the president's foot, this is a quote from her essay in the magazine, the president's foot lightly and presumably accidentally brushed mine once under the table. His hand touched my wrist while he was dealing the cards.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We didn't say you did. Yeah. When I got up and shook his hand at the end of the game, his eyes wandered over to my bike-wrecked naked legs.
That always happens to me whenever I'm playing cards with a guy. You know, I always look over
his legs.
He looks down at your legs. Yeah, my hand gently brushes his wrist.
Yeah. Well, she'd had a bike accident, and her legs were scarred up. And she says, slowly it dawned on me as I walked away that he found me attractive. She says, I probably wore this mesmerized look that I've seen again and again in women after they've met him. The same silly, hypnotized gleam was displayed on the cover of Time magazine in Monica Lewinsky's eyes. Now, this is a reporter saying that she was, you know, like, struck by the president.
Thank you.
She says, in no way did she feel harassed or pressured by him, but it was not unusual for women to swoon over him.
I have a brother who's a drug addict.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of him.
What is unusual for a journalist...
I wonder if he's proud of you.
...is her declaration of support for him. She said, quote, here's a quote from her, I'd be happy to give him a job just to thank him for keeping abortion legal.
Wow.
Good reporter.
She says flat out that she'd give him one. You know, you don't find a lot of professional reporters.
Sam Donaldson, is it?
No. No, this is Nina Burleigh.
Oh, okay.
Sam Donaldson.
She says, no doubt the president's lawyers and spin doctors would say I wishfully imagined that long, appreciative look, but we all know when we're being ogled. I felt incandescent.
Go for that ogling.
It was riveting to know that the president had appreciated my legs, scarred as they were. If he had asked me to continue the game of hearts back at his room in the Jasper Holiday Inn, I'd have been happy to go there and see what happened.
Whoa.
Nina Burle, one of the great reporters of our time.
Yeah.
If anybody wonders if the White House has a liberal bias or a White House press corps has a liberal bias, they're offering BJs.
Wow. You know, I never before really thought about running for president, but it's starting to look like a good job. It is O.J. Simpson's birthday. We're not including him in our happy birthdays. We're just mentioning, you know, that it is his birthday.
I killed Nicole.
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, yeah, that clear. It's also Courtney Love's birthday today. This is the gal who came to St. Louis and spit on the audience. Kelly, there she is. We recorded it. Kelly McGillis' birthday. Courtney Love, by the way, is 34. OJ's 51. Kelly McGillis is 41. And Tom Hanks is how old, anybody?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, he's 44. 45.
50. You almost said 50.
I did. I almost said 50.
Now, Tom Hanks is 42 today.
Oh.
Houston, we have a problem.
You know what? He's done a lot.
He's been around a while.
You bet. Yeah. He got a young start, and he has made some dough. Well, it's a new baby girl for...
The last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
There aren't enough bags.
No.
Two bags, three bags, ten bags.
It can't get dark enough.
No, it can't be dark enough.
Even you're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
If they ripped your eyes out of your skull, you still couldn't face her, and she's had a baby.
Hey, I think, as a matter of fact, I think she's a lesbian, isn't she?
Well,
is she out of the closet?
That can't be. I think I think she is.
She and Madonna used to
les together.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's had a baby. Good luck to her. Here's
you
have
any
a woman.
Good news now?
Yeah. Here's a woman who writes to Dear Ann Landers. She says, I met a man at work. I met a man at work who took my breath away. We were both married to other people, so it was just an innocent flirtation at first.
He took her breast away?
Breath.
Oh.
We used to stare at each other from across the room. After a few months, he got up the nerve to ask me to lunch. I was flattered and excited. One thing led to another, and you can guess the rest. We both knew it was wrong, but somehow it felt so right. The innocent flirting turned into a full-blown love affair that lasted 7 years. I now thank my lucky stars that he decided not to leave his wife, and I decided to stay with my husband. You know, I'm stopping there. There's no reason to read any further. Because what we learn here is what I've always believed, but nobody wants to seem to listen to me. This is how women are at work. Flirting, trying to lead something to something else. This is what men have to deal with. And for her to say, and I think this is right, for her to say that she's glad that he went back to her husband. She didn't try to, you know, tear him away. That's really the best way. But the way to ensure that, ladies, is make sure that you don't tell anybody. When you have an affair with a guy...
Never tell.
Never, ever tell. Then you don't ever have to worry about going back to somebody because there was a temporary disruption of a, you know. But this is so typical.
Well, I heard somebody.
This is so typical of women. And, you know, and I'm in a vulnerable position now because my wife's out of town.
She is?
Yeah. And I'm vulnerable to this kind of thing, and I see it going on here every day. It went on today. Mm, went really? On here today. Oh, who? Yeah. The sort of innocent flirtation stuff.
Want to name any name?
Al Stevens. And I guess the only other thing I want to do before we get out of here to the joke is this book that Milton Berle's son has written called Near You. He says in his book, he's 36 years old, Bill Berle.
I've never heard of Bill Berle. Oh, wait a minute.
Milty's
how old
son.
Is Uncle Milty?
Oh, he's in his 80s. He's way
so
out
he
there.
Would have had to been, well, I guess you can be a father.
Well, in fact, this month, they're having his 90th birthday party. Milton Berle is 36. Bill Berle says that Milton, his dad, did it with, here we go, Lucille Ball, Marilyn Monroe, Veronica Lake, Betty Hutton, Lana Turner, Hedy Lamarr, Al Call Me Simple McPherson.
Amy Simple McPherson.
And whatever, Nancy Reagan.
Amy Simple McPherson was an evangelist.
Really?
Yeah.
Milty.
Uncle Milty.
You know,
and he's
he said, yeah, he's got an autobiography he did years ago, and he even says in it that, I mean, he, and according to some other people who have written about Milton Berle, he carries the big stick.
Yeah.
He swings a mighty sausage. And I guess that's maybe how he was able to do the Marilyn Monroe type stuff, because it certainly wasn't those rabbit teeth. The guy looks like a rabbit.
Those women's dresses he used to wear.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing attractive about Milton Berle. He's got that one tooth in there.
That's right.
But the sausage overpowers the rabbit look. It always does.
Yeah.
It's 5:31. We need to scoot over here to the see what's in the joke fly. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy and his wife are in bed, and they're 40s. And as he's trying to go to sleep, she says, "Honey," she says, "there's a problem with the dishwasher. It's acting funny, and the dishes aren't getting clean. It's not cycling right. Would you look at it tomorrow?" And he looks in, and he says, hey, what do I look like? The Maytag repairman?" And he goes back over, rolls over, and goes to sleep. Well, of course, the next day he gets up, goes to work. He does nothing about the washer. Next night, they're in bed, and just as he's going to sleep, she says, "Honey, my car is, it's making a noise. It's making a noise, and it's missing, and it's like, it wants to die." And he said, hey, what do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench?" He goes to sleep. So a couple of days go by, and he says, "Yeah." He says, "By the way, whatever would you ever do about the dishwasher in the car?" She says, "Oh," she says, "you know that new young guy across the street that just moved in, that real good-looking guy? I met up with him out in the yard, and I was talking to him about him, and he came in, and he fixed the dishwasher, and he went out the garage, and he fixed the car." And he says, "What is that going to cost?" She says, "Oh, he didn't want any money. He said he loves pie. Homemade pie, and that I could either bake him a pie or have sex with him." He says, "What kind of pie did you bake him?" She says, hey, what do I look like, Betty Crocker? Travis Tritt, why are you doing all country stuff? It's like the all country show. Why are you doing that? No,
I was going to say, it sure sounds like Elvis. What do you mean, Travis Tritt?
It's Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
But you played like all country stuff today. You know what's going to happen? People go, "What's the matter? Are you country station? What are you trying to do?"
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are sorry. 5:53, the big 5:50 KTRS. What's this lady's name, Dandy?
Jane.
Jane, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. I like your voice, Jane.
Oh, thanks.
You wanted to ask about the poll from yesterday.
Yeah, what was the outcome on that?
Well, which Frank thought he was going to slide by without me hearing about it, of course, which didn't happen. How would you have voted, Jane?
I would have voted yay.
Keep me?
Definitely.
To keep me?
Yeah, to keep you.
Now, 16-13 now is the final tally.
Polls are close.
And you know what? And you know what, Jane?
What?
He thought it was going to be a shutout against me because all of his little sheep that call up and vote, that's how he had it set up, but he was stunned.
We didn't have anything set up.
Shocked. There'll be a poll on my show tonight, but he was stunned by the results.
We didn't even want to do the poll. I told Terry off air, I said, "I don't want to do this because I'm afraid of what might happen.
Yeah, right.
Make Kevin look bad."
You tell him, Jane.
The listeners demanded we do a poll, and 16-12.
13.
Huh? You can't count this.
What do you mean you can't count this? I'm counting her.
Count me in.
16, dump him. 13, keep him.
Out of sheep. So that we're talking about your followers as, and I'll give them credit for having a mind of their own. They just follow you like sheep. But however, you couldn't have possibly envisioned this in your wildest dreams that 12 of them would buck you and say, "Hail to the king."
No, he didn't say Bucky.
No.
They left a message for you, but it wasn't Bucky.
You're close. Apparently they didn't.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane.
Uh-huh.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're pulled in. We'll see if we get the same percentage on my show when we take a poll. It's amazing that that backfired on you. I'm shocked myself.
It didn't backfire on
it. Of course it did. You thought it was going to be a thumping. It wasn't.
Did you notice that we never once even mentioned to you that more people said dump you than keep you?
You didn't mention it to me because you didn't want me to find out about it, since it was such an embarrassment to you that your followers, your Jim Joneses drinking the Kool-Aid.
I didn't want you to find out about it because I thought it might be hurtful.
They bucked the system. They went against you. It's
what the hell is he talking about?
You know what it shows? You know what it shows? It shows a gradual decline in your loyalty among your listeners.
Oh, boy.
Ha, 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 Ernie.
Actually, did I say gradual?
Yeah.
A sharp, immediate decline.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least my mom's not on the cover of Crack Whore magazine.
Holy cow.
That could result in someone dying, suicide done. You'll be with one less person in this room.
That was not a good idea, probably. that was for Terry. Okay.
It's 4:30 before.
How does it make him feel worse? My mom passed away about a year ago.
I know. No, she did. That's why I told him that wasn't a good idea. His mom died a year ago. How do you feel now? Look at him.
Shriveled.
Shot himself.
As he should have. Yeah. Save us the trouble. All right. Let's do a quick one.
You look like a man beaten.
Beaten what?
Yeah, he is. His wife's out of town.
I didn't know that they showed.
And I'm sure that at some point in my show tonight, we'll hear you apologize for that.
For what?
For what you tried to do yesterday while I was gone. Why don't you do that when I'm here?
Do the sports.
You know what a man would do? They do it when you're here, just like I'm going to do tonight, when you're here. Not when you're on vacation. Men, real men, take on the issue. They don't run and hide while somebody's out of town, so they think they can skirt around them and do this while he's gone.
Tonight.
They turned me loose from state hospital.
I'm not even going to call you Frank anymore. I'm going to call you Frankie.
I don't care.
Oh, Frankie with a little skirt on.
Oh, boy. All right. He's been watching me on the weekend.
Yeah. I don't go for that.
Well, he said you look beaten.
Give us some sports.
Cardinals start their second half, because they've already gone past the halfway mark, but after the All-Star break, they begin play tonight at home against the Astros. Todd Stottlemyre will pitch for the Cardinals, and they better win. In fact, they better win all four, or you can just give this season up, because it'll be over. They're 12.5 behind now. It's probably over anyway. But if they could win four in a row, which they probably haven't done all year against good team, then they could probably look to it as a jumping-off point where they could gain some confidence. But don't expect it.
Terry, you okay?
Excuse me. Oh.
Now I am.
Terry's struggling, isn't he?
He is.
Good grief.
All righty, the big poll at 6:30. That's what he likes to be called, the big poll.
The big poll.
I've chuckled at some of the coverage of the Brett Hull situation since I was gone. Oh. We'll have, of course. By the way, Mark Sauer, the Blues president, Larry Poe, their general manager, have asked if they can come on jointly in the studio with me next week, and we will have that. I've said okay.
You had to give your permission.
I did, but I said okay. Quickly okay, because what the hell? Come on.
That'll be good next week. It won't be as good as the poll. That's coming up, but that'll be good. Yeah. That's Kevin Slayton. He will be here at 6:30 for Hardball. 2 before 6 o'clock, the Big 550. If you haven't been over to Shotzi's in East Alton, then you need to do that. You need to go back. I had a guy call me the other day. He had some buddies, and they wanted to go somewhere, and they had a regular hangout over there, and they said, now, what's this with this new place? And I said, hey, you have to check it out. So I assume they did, and I assume they had a wonderful evening. There's some things you need to know about at Shotzi's. First of all, there are two locations now, Belleville, which has been there for 6 years, and now East Alton, and it's a tavern. But it's a tavern that's more than a tavern. And they've got a couple of very easy phone numbers that I'll give you in a minute for directions, if you need directions. Shotzi's in Belleville is at 161 in East Main. And in East Alton, it's across from the Wilshire Village Shopping Center. You may have to call the first time to get directions, because there are a couple of little jogs you have to make to get over there. If you like good shrimp, and I mean shrimp that's the best of the best peel and eat shrimp, and you only want to pay a quarter a piece, there aren't too many places you can go. Here's one. The Reverend Mike Anderson himself said Shotzi's has the best hamburger he has ever tasted in his life, and he is a gourmet cook. Boneless breast of chicken. Just a few things. Great chili, by the way. Steak and Shake style chili. That same consistency. And they have some live music on the weekends, Wednesday nights, karaoke night. Both places, Belleville and East Alton, are open from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. They got ribeye steak sandwiches for $2.50. They got cream cheese poppers for $2.50. Free hot wings every Thursday. Oh, my goodness, today's Thursday. Free hot wings from, 4:30 till 9 o'clock. Right now, there are free hot wings at both Shotzi's locations in Belleville.
Woo-hoo!
618 is the area code for both places. Belleville is 235-BEER. And East Alton is 259-BEER. Shotzi, a great place, a great tavern. And more than just drinks at Shotzi, 6 o'clock. Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell.
This is your brain. This is heroin.
This is a powerful new anti-drug message that the government hopes kids and their parents will watch and take heed of. President Clinton was on hand for the unveiling in Atlanta today.
It's not over yet.
This is what your family goes through. And your friends and mine.
Young people in the audience watched, and President Clinton appeared transfixed as the character in the commercial, apparently on drugs, screamed and shouted and set about destroying the room. It's the most dramatic in a series of paid television commercials designed...
Bear with me and read between the lines here a little bit. I'm married. I've got four kids, and... my wife and my kids are out on a camping trip today and for the rest of the weekend, and I was just curious.
Yes, you can come in on Friday.
Well, no, I was actually Karen. I was just wondering if you would spend a night with me tonight.
Well, now, you know what? This guy comes right out and gets right to... You know, there aren't a lot of people anymore who are bold enough to just come forward and say, I want you to spend the night with me.
So you got to understand, I've got four daughters and a wife, and these things just don't come up very often, and it's the kind of thing that, well, yeah, that too, but you got to just, when you get the chance, you got to just go ahead and ask.
Well, how about it, Karen? Now, what is your first name again?
Eric,
let me ask you, are your wife and daughters out of range of our radio signal?
Actually, they're down at Montauk State Park. I don't know exactly how far
we get down there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we do.
Oh, you're in trouble, Eric.
Yeah,
we reach Montauk. They're probably listening right now.
I think there's a sign that you pull in that says KTRS is the voice of Montauk State Park.
Yeah, you're dead, man.
You know, and I should have thought of that before I asked.
Yeah,
but,
well, let's get an answer. Karen, will you spend the night with him?
I can't tonight.
Boy.
It's not the,
it's not the
first time she's ever said that.
Well, wait a second. It's not the monthly deal, is it?
No.
No, it's good thing, yeah.
Like that should matter. You are a real man. It wasn't me.
This is a topic for a whole nother show.
You brought it up.
Karen.
Eric, we'll just end the conversation later.
Karen, believe me, it doesn't matter. Okay?
See?
This is sick.
But one other quick point, Frank, just to comment on what the last caller said, that the thing about Kevin Slayton coming out of the closet, that is not true. I can verify that Kevin is not gay, but his boyfriend is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
See you later. See you guys.
Bye-bye. Came right out and asked. It's the first time I've ever heard Karen turn a guy down.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Wow.
Something's going on.
What's going on?
It's a 6:27 1/2. Before we get away, and we will be back tomorrow. We'll be back at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Before we get away, just a quick reminder that it looks like we're on the verge of having two sponsors. We got somebody who may be coming on board with us now. What are the chances of having two people named Tom, T-H-O-M? Thom.
Whoa.
I used to think, you know, Thompson Price goes by Tom, but it's T-H-O-M.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't you start calling Thompson Price Thom, since you know him better than whoever the new guy
is. Well, that's the problem. I used to, before I realized, when I met him, Thom, I saw his name, Thom. They're calling him Thom.
Want to go to the Posture House with me, Thom?
Callier and Thompson. Kitchen and Baths. Thompson. No, we may have ended up with two Toms. Tom Lewis spells his name T-H-O-M.
Yes, he does.
Radio guy from
Tom
years
Sowers
ago.
Tom Sowers does, too. But
who?
Tom Sowers. You don't know him.
No, I don't, but thank you for that.
It's okay.
Callier and Thompson, Kitchens and Baths. Thompson for Thompson Price, Callier for the Callier boys and their family, Dave and Gary and Kelly Callier. They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business big time, and they're very, very good at it. So let's put it this way. If you want it done right, and you want it done by some of the best in the business, and you want to be able to look at the plans before they do it and see what it's going to look like when they're finished and have it be exactly that way, and you don't want them in your house for 2 years. They did our kitchen, ceiling to floor, wall to wall, tore it up and completely repositioned and did everything in 3.5 weeks, and it was a lot of work. Callier & Thompson, they have 5 showrooms where you can see their work. And you're welcome to give them a call. C-A-L-L-I-E-R. They're in the phone book. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. We are out of here. Who knows what will take place on Hardball.
You never know.
He's got a lot stored up. He's been gone. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Till then, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble.
And imitated.
Carpentier.
Don't talk when I'm talking.
How about that?
What a moron.
Never duplicated. The King, Kevin Slayton, on the big 550 KTRS.
You light up my days and fill my night with song. It can't be wrong.
Singing that about was real happy.
Actually, she was singing about God.
Oh, well, he's always happy. No, wait, he's always mad.
We welcome Blues General Manager Larry Pro to the show. Larry, how are you tonight?
Kevin, how are you doing?
Not good.
We are very comfortable with our decision to move forward without...
You are one...
What a baby.
We need one of those chicks.
This sucks.
This place...
That was...
That is a
nice beat.
Nice set of hooters on that.
Oh, darling.
Put that...
What up, Doug?
Oh, my.
For the rest of my...
Go ahead.
Don't have a cap.
Far up.
Lime's Forrest Gump.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny side of the street.
If your name is Dan and your birthday is today, we have a day-old cake for you.
No takers yesterday.
Dan took it home and froze it. Your birthday is only in a couple of weeks, right?
3 weeks. August 4th.
He froze the cake till August 4th. No Dans came by yesterday. We would have given a Dan the whole cake if a Dan, whose birthday was yesterday, had come by. See, you folks, you don't pay attention. You've missed out on a cake, all you Dans.
Don't!
I'll teach you. Let's see.
I used to walk in the shade when those blues on parade.
Blues on parade.
I'm not afraid of this rover.
If I never you know, we scared all of the men. They thought we're off the air.
Engineers
scrambling.
Running around.
We're off the air!
Gold dust at my feet.
Oh, man.
On the sunny side of the street.
3:15, or we'll be in 3 seconds. Big 550. ATRS. There's something that I wanted to talk about right away. And I've already forgotten what it was.
Holy cow.
It's going to
be a great show.
Let me tell you something. Buying a used car, it is a tough thing to do. Because I've done both. And I bought from dealers. And I bought from individuals. And I've almost decided the dealer way is the way to go. You think that if you buy it right from the person, you're cutting some kind of corner.
Taking a chance.
I got news for you.
What happened?
I bought my son a car, and I bought it from this guy. We've only had the thing 2 months. I buy it from this guy. I know it has 100,000 miles on it, but it's a good car. And he's telling me, oh, yeah, his tires are new, you know, and the tires are good. Had this done, had that done. Had a new transmission put in it just last year. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, hey, you don't want 100,000 miles new transmission or rebuilt transmission. Whew, thank goodness.
If it's done right.
Bingo.
Uh-huh.
My son, the last couple of weeks, driving along, clunk, slipping out of gear, clunks into gear when it shifts. It's an automatic.
Uh-oh.
Now, is he ordinarily a pretty safe driver?
Very good driver. Yeah, very good driver. It's not him. And so I took it out and drove it a couple times, and it acted up, and then sometimes it won't. So I remembered the guy that we bought the car from. I remember who he said had done the transmission, and it hadn't been that long ago. So I had somebody else. I had Cotman look at the transmission. They took it in. They said, you know what? He says, if this is still under warranty, he said, you really don't want us to start on it. One, it's going to be very expensive. It's a major deal. It's an electronic transmission. Major deal. And he says, if you can find out who did the transmission, because we can tell it's a rebuilt transmission, see who did it, it's probably a warranty. So I called the guy. Now, I don't know if you've ever called it's a foreign car, and this is a place that specializes, and from what I understand, does a good job. And I get a hold of the guy, and he's foreign. And I'm not kidding, I can't understand anything he says to me. I tell him what it is, 92. I tell him the previous owner's name. I said, at some point not long ago, there was a transmission. Yeah. And I said, what?
You try not to be rude.
Yeah, and I said, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. And he says, I said, okay. I don't know what he said. I figured I heard call you back in there. So I gave him, I said, let me give you a number. He gave him a number to call me back. He calls me back. And he's it's sort of German, Russian, whatever it is. And well, it's German, Russian, and French.
Well, you want to turn around, take a look at that woman before you.
Oh yeah. now back to the program. And I kept saying, what? What? And you're right. You don't want to say, hey, man.
Yeah, slow down. You're not from this country.
I can't understand you. What country are you from?
Yeah.
So I just keep saying, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. And I don't know why we do that. I'm sorry. Why am I saying I'm sorry?
Really?
I didn't do anything. I'm not the one that I can't understand. But he's very nice. And he says, you know, bring it in. He looked it up. He said that it was done last year in the fall. And it is still under warranty. He says,
and it ought to even transferred with a new owner?
Apparently. He knows I'm a different owner.
That's good.
And he said, yeah, lucky, except he says,
I'm sorry.
And I finally got that translated into, I only pay for the labor. The warranty covers all the parts and the blah, blah, blah. And I came out of, you know, Chicago. And I said, okay, how much is the labor?
$600.
I said, what if I had to pay for the transmission? What were we looking at? $2,000. So you'd have $2,000 and the $600. Yeah, oh, yeah, it'd be $2,600 if I paid for the whole thing. I know. Karen's shaking her head.
No.
So now we get, you know, the used cars. And people that sell you the cars, sometimes they're the most respectable-looking people. And they'll look you right and stare you right in the eye and go, oh, you know what, I hate to let her go. And I'm as big a sucker as anybody for a real, honest-seeming... And you always ask yourself, why are they selling this car?
My brother, this isn't anything against any particular brand of car. In fact, Audi, I know, is a very good quality car.
But now it's really a good car.
But my brother bought a used Audi for his son. Really wanted an Audi when he was right out of high school, and he bought one. And it had the same troubles. It was one with a whole lot of miles on it, and it got to the point where the repairs for the transmission and everything were so much more than the car was worth.
Right.
They just had to just write it off. You know, what do you do?
I know.
What do you do?
Yeah. And it's real aggravating because you think you're saving money by buying used instead of buying something newer because a kid doesn't need a new car. And then what have they got to shoot for and save for? But at the same time, you know, you're it's a pain in the butt for you. So the lesson I learned is instead of getting something that's, 6 years old with 100,000 miles, maybe split the difference, 2 or 3 years old with 40 or 50,000 miles. And again, too, it's all in who drove the car. Now, this is going to sound horrible, but I don't like to buy girl cars. I don't like a car that a girl had.
Oh, why not?
They don't take care of them.
They don't?
No. They don't.
They don't abuse them either.
Well, my wife doesn't put oil. My wife doesn't believe in putting oil in her car. I can't speak
for
all
of them. Here's a good example. I've told the story before. I worked with a lady years ago, and we went to lunch one day and took her car. And I wanted to drive her car. And she says, I said, let's go to lunch. And I said, because we work here. And I said, I want to drive your car. She had a Pontiac, and it was silver. That's all I remember. And I thought, and it had neat gauges. And I said, let me drive that car. She said, okay, we get in it. And it had about 30,000 miles on it. I said, has it given you any trouble? She said, no. She says, it's never, I've never taken it in for anything.
What?
And I said, well, except, you know, I mean, regular stuff, oil change. She said, no. She says, I've never had to do that.